Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards has the entertainment news, and boy, I hate hearing this story about Smokey Robinson, Dean.
Yeah, me too. I was shocked when I heard the news yesterday, but four women have come forward and have filed a sexual assault lawsuit against the Motown legend. His wife, Smokey's wife, Frances Robinson, is also named in the complaint that alleges that they were assaulted and raped at Smokey's Los Angeles home between the years of 2007 and 2024. The lawsuit also alleges a hostile work environment and illegally long hours and lack of pay. It is seeking $50 million in damages. There hasn't been any comment from Smokey or his wife just yet. I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about this.
Yep. There's news this morning about an attraction that we've grown up with around here, the Tommy Bartlett Water Show.
Oh, is Ziggy the water skiing squirrel going to be okay? That's the big question. Apparently, it is closing and has been sold, actually, to Ripley's, believe it or not. The deal has been in the works for some time now. The show actually closed in 2020 because of COVID, but after nearly 70 years, the property now has been sold to the Ripley's, believe it or not, World Entertainment. It includes 37 acres of land, 120 feet of lake frontage. The Bartlett family says that it's bittersweet, but they're happy that it's going to remain a tourism attraction, and they'll keep their science museum operating. So I guess things are going to be the same there, but it's, you know, it's not really going to be the same.
No, it's not really the same
unless you go up there and somebody slaps one of those bumper stickers on your car without telling you, those long, narrow bumper stickers.
The Wisconsin Dells will never be the same.
Right.
Celebrity real estate. We've got a Jim Carrey story, don't we?
I love my celebrity real estate. I don't know why. I guess I live vicariously through them. About a year ago, Jim Carrey put his Los Angeles home, and when I say home, I mean estate, on the market for $29 million. It did not sell for $29 million. He's lowered the price several times, and I'm happy to report to you this morning that he has shaved another $1 million off of the asking price.
A bargain.
For this. That's like, you know, $400 for the rest of us. It's now down to $18.7 million from $29 million. A bargain.
Yep.
The house looks very nice. It's, let me see if I have any details on the actual size. I do not.
If it doesn't have at least 12 bathrooms, forget it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it has that much. It's a 2-acre spread. A mid-century ranch house built in 1951, 5 bedrooms, a curved sunroom, and an Art Deco-inspired theater. Yeah, I don't have the number of bathrooms, but I agree with you. If it's anything less than 10 for $18.7 million, why even bother to go look at it?
Dean has some good news for fans of How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, the series that began as a book series and then became an animated feature, turned into a cartoon feature, is getting the live-action treatment like so many other Disney features have done lately. How to Train Your Dragon, that was filmed specifically for IMAX, is going to be coming out on June the 13th. They've got a trailer up on YouTube right now if you want to take a look at it. It's pretty spectacular, and if you imagine it on a giant IMAX screen, I think it's going to be pretty cool. So I've always liked these movies, this How to Train Your Dragon series. So I'm kind of looking forward to this as well.
Tell us what's coming to our TV screens at home.
Well, let's see what we've got here. Some returning series on our Wednesday home video report this week. Natasha Lyonne returning in her, it's kind of a Columbo-esque kind of series called Poker Face. Season 2 of the mystery series starts tomorrow on Peacock. We've got Criminal Minds Evolution that's back for a new season on Paramount Plus. The Judy Blume classic Forever is reimagined now as a new streaming series that'll start tomorrow on Netflix. For the kids, I guess we've got a teen romance about a awkward teen who hires an exotic dancer to help her learn the ways of love and romance. It's called The Summer of 69. It co-stars Chloe Fineman from SNL. That starts Friday on Hulu. I've been telling you about this movie that stars Vince Vaughn called Nona with Susan Sarandon, Brenda Vaccaro, Talia Shire, Lorraine Bracco. He's a guy who opens an Italian restaurant to honor his mother, so he hires four grandmothers to cook in the kitchen to bring all of the tradition. It's kind of a sweet movie. It starts Friday on Netflix. For some new documentaries this week, we've got Ewan McGregor and his best friend Seeing Europe on Motorcycles, a new travel show called The Long Way Home that debuts Friday on Apple TV Plus. There's also the Netflix sports series called Untold, with shooting guards looking into a dispute that ended with guns being drawn in an NBA locker room. That's streaming now on Netflix. And I've been waiting for this for a couple of things for a long time. Conan O'Brien's latest travel series, Conan O'Brien Must Go, is hilariously funny. And it's back for its second season now. He goes to Austria, Spain, and New Zealand this time, and that begins streaming tomorrow on Max. But also on Max is the Conan O'Brien Kennedy Center Honors that took place about a month or so ago, something like that. Hilariously funny, with the biggest names in comedy all coming to honor Conan O'Brien, who I think is one of the funniest guys there could possibly be. If you're a fan of reality shows, Vanderpump Villa gets its second season debut starting tomorrow on Hulu.
And, you know, I was thinking of you watching that Eva Longoria Searching for Spain.
Ah, yes.
Man, oh man, some of the dishes look pretty tasty in that series.
Food and more food. Good for her. I mean, it's I don't want to say it's a ripoff of Stanley Tucci's series that he did in Italy, which, by the way, he's got a new cooking series that's going to be debuting soon that I haven't seen it yet, but I'm hearing that it's quite spectacular. But the Eva Longoria one does to Spain what Stanley Tucci did to Italy and Italian food. You know, bring it on.
and Nona is not, that's a movie, it's not a series,
that's
right?
That's a movie, yeah. That is definitely a movie. And apparently there are about 15 different ways that you can pronounce Nona.
Yeah.
I've heard from every Italian person in the Midwest that I'm pronouncing it wrong and that I should be pronouncing it a different way. Everybody's got their own way of pronouncing it. I'm pronouncing it the way they pronounce it in the movie. So if you've got any problems, send your emails to Vince Vaughn. Send them directly to Lorraine Bracco, to Joe Manganiello. That's the way they pronounce it. So that's how I'm going to pronounce it, too.
Keep your cards and letters. Is it my imagination, or since the big hit, The Bear, have there been like dozens and dozens of movies and TV shows about chefs and restaurants?
Yeah, it's a very culinary time right now, isn't it? For a time, it was just the cooking shows, and then it was the cooking competition shows, and then the Stanley Tucci, Eva Longoria-like shows. But now, you know, dramas are all centered around the kitchen as well. And, you know, romances in the kitchen and stories about maintaining, you know, how am I going to get my kitchen up and running? How am I going to, you know, do this and that in the kitchen?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a very, very, very foodie time, you know, to be producing TV shows right now. I need to. I mean, normally I cook. Today I'm not cooking. Normally, I cook on Wednesday, but because of the conclave, the papal conclave coverage, we're going to be going to that live in Rome starting at 9:30 this morning. You know, I'm getting preempted by the new pope.
Imagine that. Be a perfect excuse for you to whip up something Italian, though, wouldn't it?
I was thinking about that. What I was thinking about was, what can I cook that when I was done would produce some white smoke over the stove?
But perfect.
I set things on fire enough, whether there's a conclave or not. So,
yes, chef. Thank you, chef. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye.